Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
WRJN, it's a little from Pasadena.
Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wipe the sleep out of my eyes. my shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Worst of all,
you never call, baby,
when you say you will. WRJN.
Man.
satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. but I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right in that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
Some girls CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news. Officials say two people have died in an explosion at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky. CBS's Dave Malkoff said the explosion was massive.
Unknown what the substance is that's blowing out.
A loud explosion leaving a gaping hole at the Givaudan Sense Color Plant, a company that produces caramel coloring for soft drinks.
We need to understand this is not only a fire run, this is a structural collapse run, and this is a hazardous materials run.
Parts of the building collapsed. One person was pulled from the rubble, and 11 injured employees were taken to area hospitals.
Concerns are being expressed already about President-elect Donald Trump's choice of Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. Here's CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
He was and is a major in the Army National Guard and did see service as a junior officer in both Iraq and Afghanistan, which he was decorated for and should be honored for, but he does not appear to have the wide-ranging national security experience, or frankly, the corporate executive leadership experience.
The president-elect has named his envoy to one of the country's most important allies. Here's CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Trump has picked former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel. It is a critical role as Trump tries to fulfill a promise of ending the war in Gaza. Huckabee, an evangelical Christian who has led tours to Israel for years, is a staunch supporter.
Some defendants charged in the January 6th insurrection are now asking a judge to postpone their cases, says CBS's Scott McFarland.
They're making the argument that Donald Trump hasn't been cryptic. He has pledged pardons for January 6th defendants and that it's needless, a waste of resources, and unfair to proceed with their cases between now and then if a pardon's going to happen after the inauguration.
Boeing says it will be weeks before airplane production fully restarts now that machinists have returned following their seven-week-long strike. Details from Cairo's Heather Bosch.
The steps include ensuring worker training and certification is up to date. CEO of commercial airplanes Stephanie Pope says Boeing is facing a backlog of 5,400 airplanes.
Crews trying to get a wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border under control are dealing with windy and bone-dry weather. Christopher Franek with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service.
We're in very steep, rugged terrain. Fire crews are going in there and attacking it by ground transport. So pretty much they're hiking their way in. There's really no easy access.
The fire has burned about 5,000 acres near Greenwood Lane and has killed a park employee. People's Sexiest Man Alive was announced last night on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He is actor-director John Krasinski. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226.
A retired NFL star and a rock legend have teamed up on a Christmas tune.
Maybe there'll be an open door.
That
That's former Eagles center Jason Kelce and Fleetwood Mac Stevie Nicks covering the Ron Sexsmith song, Maybe This Christmas. It's featured on Kelce's annual holiday album with his former teammates Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. This year's album will be their third. It drops November 22nd and also features a song by Kelce's little brother, Chief Star Travis, that pays tribute to their native Cleveland.
Wandering the streets of my hometown.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Peanut, that pet squirrel who was a social media star before being seized from its owner by authorities in upstate New York and then euthanized, has tested negative for rabies. The squirrel was taken from Mark Long's home, an animal sanctuary, in late October. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, skies turning mostly cloudy. Lower 40s at daybreak, southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now that breeze will ramp up a little more during the day Wednesday. Southeast winds gusting around 25. Mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. Currently 46 degrees.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love. Get down on my knees for you.